This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time again for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's down at Lake Cardiology, Madura, Florida. Joins us every week at this time on Good Day Health to go through the results of his research, the work that he does each week to keep up on all of the developments that come down from the medical journals. This helps him in his practice. It helps you as he interprets some of the things that are, as you know, doctors writing and their thinking sometimes doesn't appear to be too clear because they think and they write in a doctor speak way. So we're here, as Ken says, oftentimes when I present something, let's untangle all of this. Well, we still seem to be dealing with COVID stuff. Let's start by talking about the tests and what they are. Well, there are a couple of things here. The CDC has said that we don't need to quarantine, or that routine doesn't need to be followed anymore. And they have new testing guidelines, do they not, at the Center for Disease Confusion?
Well, yeah, you've hit several things. Let's do them one at a time.
Let's untangle them. Go ahead, untangle
them. Well, thank you for the introduction.
You're welcome.
And what the CDC has decided is most of us now, regarding testing of COVID-19, we're doing it ourselves with these home devices, and that's why the counts are not as accurate as they once were in terms of who's testing, who has it, how many positives there are. But nevertheless, most of us are testing at home, and you'll notice that these home tests are not as accurate as the tests you might have gotten in the early days. And the FDA changed their definition this week of what a negative home test is. And what they want you to do is, every 48 hours, do 3 home tests once the symptoms develop to make sure you're not with COVID-19. And the accuracy goes up dramatically. So I would recommend that if you're developing symptoms, that you test and then wait 48 hours. And if you're still negative, wait another 48 hours before you get your third test to declare that you're finally negative. And this way you won't miss some actual positives.
So I'm confused a little bit.
The other item, are you confused about that before we go to the other area?
I think it's all confusing, frankly. I think there's way too much government involvement and interference and people using their heads to take their own action. There's way too many people depending on the CDC guidance. For God's sakes, you know what we've been going through for the past couple of years. If you don't feel well and you can't smell and you can't taste, you got COVID, so stay home. What do you need the government to tell you all that stuff for?
Well, you're paying for them, so
I'm not paying for that. I'd like to see them. I don't want to pay for that. Let's put it that way. Do I get a chance? Well, can I subtract that from my tax bill?
Boy, tell me how you do that. But anyway, let's not get political. But the point is that in some way we need some effective public health system. This is the only one we have, and if it's not working, we should improve it. But they're looking at the big picture. They're looking at the broad data, and I think that proper guidance would be helpful. And if there were, and you know, let's not debate whether their guidance is right or wrong, but I think they are on track with these home devices, because I know from my own experience with using them with patients that they do have a lot of false positives. When you actually have disease, and when you actually have COVID-19, they come up negative. Okay, but it's nice being able to do this yourself and not having to go somewhere to expose yourself and others to whatever. So it's nice to have these home devices, but what we're learning, and I think the FDA has the best information on this, is that they do have too many false positives.
So why do it then?
Because, what do you mean, why do it? Because what they're showing is after three of them, you're going to get it with three. And it's important that we diagnose this so we don't spread it all around.
But we are spreading it all around. It's like we spread the colds around. We spread the flu. That's the way it is. So it would be
400 people a day are not dying from colds. So I mean, I know so many people like yourself are fed up with this. They don't want to hear about it.
Well, but I don't mind hearing about it if it's something new and it's something impactful.
But you can't even put this in the same zone as a cold, because 400 people, Americans a day, are still not dying.
How many people are dying of cardio arrest or heart failure a day?
Probably in the same ballpark.
Mm-hmm. And cancer? I would guess
probably in the same ballpark.
Okay, so then why don't we declare a national emergency to get rid of heart disease and cancer?
Because 2 years ago, it was 2,000 to 3,000 people a day.
Mm-hmm. How many people during the wintertime die? I think you said, was it 90,000 average winter? 90,000 people die from the regular flu? I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying, come on.
But not 500. I mean, we've lost over a million in 2 years.
So we've lost a million. I'm not trying to be callous, and I'm not trying to argue with you. I just would like to see some common sense here. It's just
You're saying, why did we declare this a public emergency? Is because these orders of magnitude are nothing like the flu.
I don't have a problem with it being a national emergency. What I have a problem with is it created mayhem in the lives of many to most Americans and people around the world, and I don't think it ever has been proven that it was necessary to go to the lengths that we went. No matter how many people were dying, it killed a lot more people in many different ways.
Well, call Dr. Fauci and tell him.
I'd rather he go away and we call somebody else. All right, anyway, that's somewhat political. I guess we'll pause for a moment now, because I want to tell you about how you can purify the air in your home and get healthy, clean, fresh-smelling air. Eliminate the odors in your home. Kill the mold and the mildew, along with a lot of bacteria and viruses. It's the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Uses oxy technology, naturally sends out molecules into the air, which seek out those odors, the air pollutants, the things that are in your home that you don't like to smell, and they're not good for you, and it destroys them. Doesn't mask the bad odors. It doesn't cover them up. It doesn't do any of those things for pollutants either. It just eliminates them. It's called the thunderstorm because it purifies the air. And when you're all done, when the thing, you can shut it off for a rest, and you'll smell the pure, fresh air, just like you feel after a thunderstorm. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. It's for the whole house now. You're protecting the whole house with this 3-pack. You get 3 units for under $200. That's pretty much, when you get right down to it, if you compare the cost to other air purifiers, fraction of the cost. So, put one in your basement, put one in your bedroom, put one in the kitchen, and you're all set. Anywhere you need clean, fresh air, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. So here's a special offer, a special deal for you. You're going to get 3 units for under $200 by using the discount code DOUG3, D-O-U-G, the number 3. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, all one word, EdenPureDeals.com, and put in discount code DOUG3 to save that $200. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code DOUG. Remember, shipping is free.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said, Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub. Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. So as long as we're in the COVID pew here, there's an interesting new vaccine for COVID from Moderna and Pfizer. When that's going to be available?
Well, and then let's get back to the good news about COVID that we went over way too quickly.
Yeah.
What Moderna and Pfizer are saying is that this new upgraded vaccine should be available by October of this year. This is a so-called bivalent vaccine. It will cover the original strain as well as the new Omicron subvariants, BA1, BA4, and BA5. And that's good news that this will be available. And what we went over way too quickly was that some good news, and I think, Doug, and you represent the frustration of so many people with COVID-19. I get it. I mean, I wish this was all gone also, but as a physician, I have to deal with it. And what some good news out of the CDC, they have dropped for most people, especially students, when, you know, college students, whoever, you know, high school students, when they get exposed to somebody who has known COVID-19, the CDC has dropped the requirement to immediately quarantine that person and also immediately routine test that person. It's now not required because of some of the advancements we've made in prevention and treatment.
You think that's really true, or you think it's just people are fed up? Maybe a little of both?
I think it's probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But again, this is not for everybody, but for most people where, you know, this is not for nursing homes, prisons, that sort of environment.
Yeah.
But for most environments, now, if you are exposed and you don't have any symptoms, you know, just wear a mask for 2 weeks until you're sure you're out of the clear. But you don't have to go out of school. You don't have to go get tested immediately. As long as you're not symptomatic. If you start getting symptomatic, then you should start get tested.
You're going to get this new shot from Pfizer, the next one
when it comes out?
Yeah.
You're asking
October.
Me?
Yeah.
As soon as they tell me I'm eligible, I'll be there.
Again, there's another shot. Okay. That's good to know. Always good to get Dr. Ken's experience, get his knowledge.
But also, let me just say that I will want to review the data. They have just early testing yet done and announced, but unless there's anything unexpected announced, which I don't expect there will be, I'll be there at first in line as soon as they tell me I'm eligible.
Polio in the news next here on Good Day Health.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Doug Steffen, he's got a license, I don't. It's okay. I still have learned a lot from Ken over the years, and Jack, and I'm naturally a curious sort, and so all of those things come together. And by the way, when I talk about having my meetings with Dr. Ken, I do them most of the time in person down in Florida, but I know I can reach out to him, use the telemedicine avail that you can use as well to meet and talk to Ken. Always in person, better. But if you can't get there for whatever the reason and you want his help, call 352-735-1400. That's for Ken's office in Florida. Again, 352-735-1400. Polio. Oh, we were done with this. So it's in the sewage. Who's going out into the sewage to find polio? I guess that might be the first, who's the unlucky person whose job it is to test the sewers? Is that what they do? That's how they found this?
Well, let's back it up a second. What has actually occurred is that there's been a case of paralytic polio in slightly upstate New York. And this is of great concern because paralytic polio, if you remember, Doug, you're probably old enough to remember paralytic polio.
I do.
It only represents a small fraction of those who get the polio virus, because reminder to everybody, the polio virus is also a respiratory virus, and only of a fraction, about maybe 1 in 1,000, get the paralyzed form. And also, when people have the paralyzed form, only a small fraction of those actually get public attention and get recognized. So the fact that you even have one defined case of paralytic polio is of great concern. The way we think this happened is that there is a population in slightly upstate New York that are greatly against vaccines. It's a
Amish community, I'm going to bet.
Yeah. There's a community, and no one's gotten vaccinated. And unfortunately, this is putting all of us at risk of getting polio. What happened is apparently somebody, and they think from out of the country, had actually gotten vaccinated with the live form. Remember, there's a dead vaccine, and there's an attenuated or a live vaccine, polio, which hopefully most of us are not getting anymore. But it's felt from outside the country, somebody got the attenuated or live vaccine for polio and came to America and then exposed, came in contact in this community with those who were not vaccinated, and somebody from that community got paralytic polio. So this just represents the dangers of not getting vaccinated and how it can put people at risk. And the bottom line is, make sure you've had a polio vaccine. Make sure your kids have had a polio vaccine.
Who doesn't get those shots anymore? Other than, you know, maybe you're talking about these people in these various communities, the Mennonites and whether it's religious stuff, whether it's just tradition, they don't trust the government. I think that's what happens in a lot of these cases. They just don't trust the government, right? And, you know, kind of with good reason. That doesn't mean you shouldn't get it or shouldn't pay attention, but, you know, these people have a lot of questions living in the pockets that they do and living the way they do. So, at any rate, in a matter of moments here, we're going to be back second half hour with Dr. Ken. First up, a discussion of what Johnson & Johnson is doing with their baby powder. You'll be interested to find out, after all of the discussion about Johnson & Johnson and their baby powder, what are they going to do with it? We'll have that in the next half hour, along with lots more research done by Dr. Ken and questions for Dr. Ken coming up as well.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the United States will likely see warmer than usual fall weather. NOAA adding the West and Northeast can likely expect warmer than usual temperatures over the next few months. The outlook also is calling for less rain in states like Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is trying to close border gaps in the state with shipping containers amid two recent fentanyl busts at the Arizona border. At least one of the gaps is in Yuma, Arizona. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Doug Nichols joins Fox News to talk about the effectiveness of border walls.
We can go back to 2006 when President Bush sent the National Guard to build a wall. We had a 98% drop in crossings that 1 year alone. It doesn't solve immigration, but it does make the country more secure.
USA Radio News. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitted the agency made some mistakes when issuing guidance for the COVID-19 pandemic earlier this week. She's telling Fox News the biggest issue was balancing getting the recommendations out quickly with being accurate with them.
What I told our agency is on that path to the finish line towards publication, we need to stop and pull over. We need to show our work. We need to inform policymakers. We need to update things along the way as we proceed to that finish line. We need practical, timely recommendations that look, take early peeks of the data and adjust along the way.
A Hank Aaron rookie card is breaking the record for the most expensive Aaron card ever. TMZ Sports reporting the 1954 Hank Aaron rookie card sold for over $700,000. The card includes two images of Aaron when he played for the Milwaukee Braves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here, the second half hour of the hour we spend with Dr. Ken every week. You can be in touch with him. Don't forget, Lake Cardiology is his home away from home, although he spends enough time there. I think there's a cot. Do you have a cot in your office so you can sleep there if you have to?
I do not, but...
If I need to put that in. Actually...
There's always an exam bed, but I've never needed it.
Yeah. Oh, that's an interesting thing. I thought about that, yeah. 352-735-1400 to connect with the award-winning Ken, the office at Lake Cardiology, and Ken's expertise, always recognized as a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. He knows what's going on. So let's find out what the folks at J&J are doing with their baby powder. They've been sued for billions of dollars over this stuff, right?
Absolutely, and I think that's why they're just at the end of the rope. They just have had enough, and it's cost them so much. But imagine who hasn't had, as a child, talc baby powder put upon them.
Yep.
But it just seems like there's this association with ovarian cancer, and they have finally announced that they're going to stop providing this. They're ending global sales of talc-based baby powder in 2023. They're going to go to a cornstarch-based powder, and I think this is a smart thing for them, and hopefully the people who apparently have gotten ovarian cancer are getting well compensated, and hopefully it won't cause any more problems.
So have you ever used powders like this?
What child wasn't given that by mom, who was a baby boomer?
I don't use this stuff, but I still use some natural stuff that I find is good powder. I think it's, I don't know, it just feels good. And from what I read, it's kind of good for your body.
You don't have to worry about ovarian cancer, I hope.
No, that's true. No, thank you very much. I don't. All right, but women aren't the only ones who got hurt by this powder. More women did, but there were certainly men that were party to this suit too, right?
It's really been, as I understand it, it's been for ovarian cancer.
All right. Anyway, next up here, What about women? There's a big to-do. I was reading something in one of the national magazines about vegetarian diets and what happens, men and women. You don't recommend vegetarian diets. You recommend the Mediterranean, Mediterranean diet. So what's happening to women who are sticking to their veggies?
I do recommend either. I have in the past recommended either one, depending on which one you're more comfortable with. But, you know, some of this newer data may be changing that seesaw back and forth, because this week we learned in a big review from BMC Medicine that women who eat the vegetarian diets are at significantly higher risk for a hip fracture. And as we know, in many elderly, especially women, this is their final adventure on planet Earth. They don't survive this. And it seems like eating the vegetarian diet is a big risk factor. As we learned last week, if you recall, Doug, we went over some new data showing that doing strength training, light strength training, many reps of light weight, can lower the risk of fractures from head to toe. But this is a report, interestingly, that comes on the tail of that report last week that just shows a very significant increase in this one area, this one joint, the hip, which really makes it a bit concerning. Why this is true, it's not clear from the study. There's speculation. It's maybe from lack of enough protein. It may be from a lack of enough vitamin B12. But this is a little concerning.
Yeah, I would think so. All right, let's get to kidney stones. The small, I had some when I was younger, and I just drank a lot of cranberry juice, and they seemed to go away. What causes kidney stones in the first place? Calcium deposits, right?
It's often there are different factors of why some material crystallizes, solidifies in the urine, in the kidneys, forming a kidney stone. And as you described, that's a very common one. But what the urologists often have to do is go in and take out these big kidney stones, which are really painful. And there are other small stones that are seen when the urologist goes in there, which are clearly at the time of the problem not causing any symptoms. And the question is, when they go in there, those urologists, and remove the culprit stone, should they also, if they see any other stones, remove the stone to prevent a future issue? And you may say that this is a duh, but you know, these things are not always obvious or intuitive. And it was important enough the New England Journal of Medicine published this week, and the result is that, yes, the urologist should remove the small kidney stones that are not causing any problem when they see them, when they're in there removing the big kidney stone that's causing the problem. And I know you're going to ask me, does that mean if there's no problem and we see small kidney stones, for example, on a CAT scan, but there's no symptoms, they're not causing any issues, should we go in and remove those to prevent a big issue? That question, a very important question, was not answered by this study, and hopefully it will be answered in the future.
All right. Now, let's talk about, as long as we're here in this general area, let's talk about liver and the warning signs of having a problem. Kidney stones, okay, a warning sign that things aren't quite right in your kidneys. So what about liver stuff? That you're always asking me if my liver is acting the right way for various reasons. So what is the relationship with all the organs, but mostly the kidney and the liver? I think a lot of people think they're almost the same thing.
Well, they are quite different. They are quite different, and so what are some of the signs and symptoms of your liver might not be functioning well? I think that's what you're asking me.
Yeah.
Well, the skin and eyes appear yellowish. We call this jaundice. If you've ever seen it, you'll never forget it. You have some abdominal pain and swelling. There can be swelling in the legs and ankles because of the pressures in the liver, so the fluid's not getting back to the heart. You can have itchy skin, dark urine color, pale stool color, chronic fatigue, nausea, vomiting. Those are some of the signs and symptoms one sees when they have a liver problem. But if your eyes are turning yellow, your skin is turning yellow, get to the doctor. You're jaundiced, that's an issue.
Yeah. All right, other things that you think are related to the care and feeding of your kidney, your liver, spleen, other internal organs, are there more problems with cancer than there used to be, or is it pretty much the same? We're all being exposed to all of this various stuff, and we probably ought to be a little more careful because there are things that are going on in your body you don't know about until it's almost too late, right?
Well, in my lifetime, we've made incredible progress with the liver by almost eradicating hepatitis C virus as a cause of death and liver cancer, because we have such amazingly good treatments now for Hep C, and this was really a death sentence a couple of decades ago. So we've made amazing progress there, and obviously we know what the liver, adult beverage excess is toxic to the liver, as it is to many organs, but especially cirrhosis is an issue. And one of the big areas right now, because we've made improvement with what had been a big problem in the liver, is just a fatty liver, because of the obesity epidemic.
Yeah.
And we're learning more and more about fatty liver and what an issue this is. And I think that's a big focus right now, as Hep C has really been very effectively treated.
All right. So that brings me around to a perfect entree into talking about losing weight. Fatty liver disease. I didn't know humans could have it. Cows get it on my farm. You can get fatty liver disease. But same thing happens to human beings. You got to be careful about your weight if you want to live a long half. I can't imagine people who have children, grandchildren, not wanting to live as long as they possibly can to enjoy the fruits of their work, but also the family stuff. Everybody's different. But if you're agreeing with me right now and you're trying to get healthier, trying to lose weight and do it the right way, I'll send you in the direction of Calotren, Calotren, fabulous weight loss formula that is simply amazing and has been used by millions of people now, 25 years in business, 86% success rate. If you haven't heard the story before, I certainly can't do it justice in 60 seconds. Each time I talk about it, I give you different little tidbits to think about. But the most important thing here is to lose weight and keep it off. And now, as we even schools have started in some areas around the country, a back-to-school special calling for 90 days free. You get 3 months, you get another 3 months. You pay for what's the BOGO special? Buy one or buy three, actually, and get three free. That's what happens when you go to their website, toploss.com. So get the help and the strength of a qualified, quality product, inspected by the FDA, made in the USA. It's all about you losing weight and keeping it off. That's what you want to do. Check it all out at toploss.com. Take my advice and try it out. It works, or your money back. Use the discount code Doug for free delivery and the back to school special at toploss.com.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calotren. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Move back into the discussion zone here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen, the salt that you put on your, well, let's see, put on corn seasonally, put it on your potatoes probably, maybe you put it on your salad, but maybe you're thinking, oh, I've heard so much bad about salt, I don't want to use it. Well, you miss a flavor here and there, but there's a way, apparently, this is one of Ken's biggest bugaboos because more people get heart disease from doing too much salt, right, than anything else. So what do we do?
Absolutely. For many, excess sodium, when we talk about salt, is extremely hazardous to the health, increased risk of heart attacks, strokes, heart failure, just blowing up by retaining fluid, all of the above. And if you're looking for the taste of salt and want to get it in a safe way, nice ways to do it are using vinegar. You can use garlic. But another option, and this is published this week in the medical journal Heart, is switching to what's called the salt substitute, which is really potassium, clearly lowers the risk for heart problems and stroke in many people. But you have to be careful before you go on the so-called salt substitute, which is potassium. You need to talk to your doctor because there are some risks to doing that, especially if you have any kidney issues, liver issues, you're diabetic, you're on a so-called ACE inhibitor or ARB kind of medication. So for some people, this could be a risky thing. For some people, it could be a life-prolonging thing. Ask your doctor about it if you like salt.
Always the best advice is to go to your doctor. If you don't have one, you ought to get one. It's really, it's very silly not to have your own doctor. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continuing in a few moments here with questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You want to connect with Ken, you love his manner, you love his knowledge. 352-735-1400 gets to Ken, and an appointment can be yours by dialing that number again, 352-735-1400. All right, all the hoopla about, well, we're sort of getting off the hoopla. Maybe that's my own prejudice, Ken, when it comes to COVID, but we've certainly had a lot of attention on monkeypox, and now the newest from China is this fatal virus. I don't know that I pronounce it. It's Langya. I guess it's Langya. People infected over there. It could be fatal, apparently. So what are we dealing with here? Another out-of-control problem the Chinese have created in a laboratory, or is it too soon to figure that out?
I think it's too hard to figure it, too soon to figure it out. It was found in China. Could it be the tip of the iceberg? It's just, who knows?
Mm-hmm. There's
stay
a report.
Tuned.
Yeah.
Stay
New England tuned. Journal of Medicine says that the infected patients have a history of being in contact with animals. And so that brings us around to, is it going to be human-to-human like HIV? It sounds to me like we got another burgeoning monkeypox thing. Monkeypox is contagious, but it's got to be physical touch, right?
Well, monkeypox, yes, takes very close physical contact, either through hugging or sexual contact. Fortunately, people are mostly surviving it, but it can be extremely painful. And this Langya virus, apparently it was discovered in eastern China. It spreads through shrew animals. You can tell us what shrew animals are. And all
weasels,
we know is that apparently,
stuff like that. Yeah.
Apparently we know that 35 people have tested positive for this.
Mm-hmm.
Fever, coughing, and headache. and apparently hasn't caused any fatalities in any of these patients who contracted the virus. But who knows? Because exactly. Remember the early days of COVID-19?
Can't trust any news that comes out of China because they just don't tell you the truth. Bottom line, you don't know really what's going on there. Yeah, exactly. All right, next is a question about frequent aspirin use that may be linked to lower risk of women having ovarian cancer. Is this like that? I remember when you and I talked about whether I should stay on a baby aspirin, what it does. I know that it's had positive impact on me in my colon exams. But what about this? Do you see that it makes sense to take? And I guess we'd look for a definition, Ken, first of all, of frequent aspirin use. Is that daily?
I think you're talking about this study that showed that frequent daily use was associated with a 13% reduction in cancer of the ovary. And, you know, it's a slight reduction. The problem is that we aspirin is not without risk. So you really can't yet recommend just everybody take aspirin to prevent ovarian cancer because although that's a nice reduction, you can do yourself a lot of harm inappropriately taking aspirin. So I think this is just one of these observations. Nice to know if you're on aspirin for other reasons and you've been advised by the doctor to take daily aspirin and you can do it safely. It's just an extra benefit. But I don't think anyone's yet advising to take aspirin on a regular basis to prevent ovarian cancer. That's not what the take home is from this observation.
What do you advise you're a cardiologist, so what do you advise your patients who are have heart problems or when you want to avoid heart problems, what do you tell them to do?
Regarding aspirin or the whole package?
Well, let's stick with aspirin. You only have a minute or so left.
Okay. And this has become a bit of a controversy, and again, these are people who can tolerate the gastrointestinal activity of a daily low-dose 81-milligram aspirin, because there are some people who that will definitely cause bleeding in. So in those who can tolerate daily 81 milligrams of aspirin and it won't cause any bleeding, we're still recommending it for anyone who's already had a heart attack to prevent the second heart attack. But where the controversy is, should we give it to prevent the first heart attack? And I think if you already have plaque in the coronaries and other risk factors, the answer is yes on a case-by-case basis.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.